Hi, Nick Green here, host of Behavior Fit Radio, where we talk health, fitness, and behavior analysis. Let's start the show. Hi everyone, just a quick plug. I created a new course called Addressing Health and Fitness During a Pandemic, Lessons Learned from the Field. In this course, I share 5 lessons that I learned as a coach on helping improve clients' health and fitness behavior. So go ahead and visit behaviorfit.com/academy and enroll today. Hey everybody, Nick Green here again, back for another episode. Last week was my Missouri ABBA in-person presentation. Went well. Great audience, great crowd, lots of great questions. Enjoyed myself there. So again, if you've been tuning into the podcast, that was my first in-person presentation in well over 2 years prior to the pandemic. So it was nice to get out there, be active during the talk. A lot of great talks out there. If you're interested in behavior analysis related to policing, addressing institutional racism in a police department, Dr. Natalie Parks, she spoke about her important work there, very, very innovative work there. Dr. Polly Gloves and Brett DeNovi spoke about the behavioral laws, the 5 behavioral laws. They call it behavioral karma. Scientific laws to life and leadership. Very good talks there. And just a wonderful group to be a part of. Now I'm back. So during that conference, I actually had an interesting question. Somebody reached out to me during lunch and said, "Hey Nick, I want your thought on this topic here." And I actually just made a post about it, just kind of explaining my role in the question. So the question was this. It was posed to me by just a leader in the organization that he works for. Big fan of health and fitness and work and behavior change. Wants to help others improve their health and fitness. So his question was really, really simple. It's like, how do you feel about veganism, vegetarianism, and really you can insert your own diet, recipe, program, whatever it is, you can kind of fill it in there, you know. You could put in what's the popular ones out there, the paleo diet, keto diet, carnivore diet, the behavior fit diet, doesn't even matter, right? The farmer's diet, the maple leaf diet, the coffee and cookie diet, right? So for me, the answer is pretty straightforward. So my job isn't really to have an opinion on what diet is good or bad for you, right? That's what the medical doctors do. That's what the nutritionists and dietitians tell us. Hey, if you eat this food, you'll be more likely to have more energy, sleep better, blah, blah, blah. Insert benefits as you may. But if you eat these foods, if you eat a lot of fried foods, if you eat a lot of this food, then this is associated with higher cholesterol, which is associated with X, Y, and Z, right? So my job isn't to pick diets. It isn't to select which foods are good or bad, right? There's nothing inherently good or bad about a carrot. There's nothing inherently good or bad about a salmon steak. There isn't anything inherently bad about a T-bone steak, right? It's that food, which is often said in different settings, food is just information when it enters the body, right? There's a sophisticated process called metabolism and digestion that breaks the food down. And again, that's where the medical doctors, nutritionists, dietitians take over. But it's that information, what we do, how much information we're stuffing ourselves, if you will, that then allows us to lead a healthy life or an unhealthy life. So my job is to really help you, I mean, getting back to my post here, is to help you achieve whatever, quote, diet or program works for you. And I say further, our culture already does a good job of taking care of those labels for us, right? This is where the ever so popular fitfluencers, the nutrition self-proclaimed experts out there on the social medias, on the Instagrams that they're giving advice, but they're clearly biased in one direction. Is it evidence-based? Maybe, maybe not. If it is, how well, how fluent are they in the research, right? I'm going to wear that scientific research hat always. Somebody that I follow, Dr. Lane Norton, he is well known for talking about he isn't anti-anything, he's just anti-bullshit, right? So it is, don't come to the table with misinformation, not knowing the research, and just making up stuff based on opinion and anecdotal and of one findings to try to generalize to the public. So I can align with that, and that's his take on it. So for me, getting back to the general question, like, if you like a veganism diet, if that helps you live your life for whatever reason, that makes it more, that sounds bad. If it helps you, you know, lead a sustainable life that is fulfilling to you, then by all means, that's the lifestyle for you. If vegetarianism is better for you for whatever reason, right? I'm not one to decide, hey, you should eat meat, you shouldn't eat meat. I prefer these foods, you prefer those foods, right? That's for you to decide, right? So my job as a behavior analyst is to listen to the consumer and not pass judgment, right? This is a value-free zone, other than the fact that we need to rely on evidence-based, you know, practices, our ethics code as a behavior analyst, but to really listen to the consumer. Now, of course, if there are medical issues that arise that could be suspect to whatever diet that's happening that I could maybe detect in a coaching format, then of course I'll bring that to the table and suggest, hey, you report that you're eating these foods excessively or not enough, then maybe you should go check out a nutritionist or your primary physician and go from there. So it's kind of it's an interesting topic. It's always been around. It'll continue to be around as long as we need to chew up food and swallow and digest and have energy, right? Yeah, I was posed to, you know, the gentleman who asked me the question, he wasn't wrong by any means by asking the question, but it's more of a, it seemed to be that he wanted like a sure, hard, fast rule of like, eat these foods, don't eat those foods, try this diet, don't eat this diet. And his answer, you know, the diet that he selected was, you know, I had, you know, again, we're looking at the environmental events here. The environmental event was, yeah, I was at my doctor maybe 4 or 5 years ago. He said, hey, your levels of, he might have said cholesterol were high, so I suggest X, Y, and Z. So then he reported that he, the gentleman that I talked to reported that he changed his diet and selected this diet over here, and which was a part of the food recommendations that his primary care physician recommended. And since then, it's been a healthy, sustainable way for him to lead a healthy life and get his cholesterol levels back in check that were satisfactory for himself and the doctor. So when you think about those environmental events here, it isn't about the diet. He just happened to land on, you know, again, I'm saying diet just for argument's sake because we all know what that means. So he chose Diet Z, made the changes, and his cholesterol levels came back down. And since then, he's maintained and done other things to, you know, really integrate that nutrition program, that diet into his health and well-being. And I said, great, that's awesome. You're doing the thing and you're maintaining it, right? Maintenance is a big part of it. And for me, I personally don't, I'm not interested in his specific diet that he was subscribing to, but that's my personal bias that I have to check to and be aware of. But as a professional, I'm wearing my behavior change agent hat, and I say, okay, that's fantastic. If that worked for you and that helps you reach your goals and maintain those goals, then that's what works for you. I mean, it's really, it sounds simple, but at the same time, it's not giving a hard and fast rule on this diet's better than that, because there's always going to be new varieties of food, combinations of diets, and, you know, etc. So that's all I wanted to share for today's episode, that nice little story. So how do I feel about it in general? If it works for you, great. Latching it on to some type of meaningful environmental change, that's what it's all about. So if you have any questions about this episode or want to ask something else, click the links, give me a shout, email me at nick@behaviorfit.com. Keep moving, and I'll catch you on the next one. That's it for today's episode. I hope you enjoyed. If you haven't yet, follow me on all social media platforms. You can find me at BehaviorFit, that is BehaviorFit, on Facebook, Instagram, and on YouTube. If you haven't already, check out my main site where there's blogs, sign up for the newsletter, and more. Go to www.behaviorfit.com or email me at nick@behaviorfit.com. Hope to hear from you soon, and keep moving.